Yesterday, an INMO protest at Sligo University Hospital was averted at the last minute because there will be an emergency meeting of the WRC and an independent assessment of staffing requirements. We should never have allowed the situation to fester to get to this point. Today's trolley watch figures show a total of 25 patients waiting for a bed at Sligo University Hospital, the third highest in the country, just behind Limerick and Letterkenny. The Northwest is coming out on top here. And this is a pattern. It's not just today's figures. There's also a major issue at Sligo around the employment of agency staff. I've received many emails from this about staff at the hospital who say that as permanent staff, they have to work around the availability of agency staff. Surely it should be the other way around, or at least some parity of esteem. Taoiseach, I'm asking for immediate action to be taken on those waiting for beds. And an equitable... Thank you.
Well, just overall, in terms of allocation of resources, recruitment, there's been very extended provision in terms of financial provision, both last year and this year in terms of resources to the acute hospital service. There has been increased capacity provided across the length and breadth of the country. I don't have the specifics in terms of Sligo Hospital. There's over close to 4,500 people recruited last year, or this year, in the HSE, over 6,000 in 2020. Between the 2 years, about 11,000 have been recruited, and significant number of additional nursing staff and medical staff within those figures. But I will ask the HSE to focus in specifically on Sligo and see what further help and how we can alleviate
Thank
pressure
you,
there in the next
Deputy Joe Carey.